Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live. Hey everyone, I'm your host, Trinity Marquez.
Hey guys, I'm your co-host, Big Will Simmons.
We are so excited to have our listeners with us today. Thanks for joining us, and we are so excited. So you are listening to Kidstown Live, and you guys can log in at blogtalkradio.com/EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork. Yes, just. Hey, what's up? And you guys can call in at 914-338-1303.
So, Trinity, I hope you had a great weekend. That weekend was amazing. I had a really good performance at a show called Carnival with my main man, Jay Chris.
That's nice.
I did.
So, this was all about school. It's kind of raining, but...
That's awesome. Thanks. I wish you the best of luck, Kennedy.
About the Oscars. Like, I can do, like, 40 jumpy jacks right now. Like, sing on stage, cartwheels right now. You got Hollywood Boulevard blocked up. Crazy. And
it's a time for the 86th Academy Awards. I am super excited about this year's host, Ellen DeGeneres. She's one of my favorites. She's the funniest person I've ever worked with. I had the best time working with her on the Oscar promo video, along with some of the best dancers in the industry. I'm also a giant Oscar statue imaging featuring some of Ellen's backup dancers. She looked really close. You can see me on the left side of Ellen. Okay, so there's a lot of great films being nominated this year. My two favorite categories this year are the animated feature film and the best original song. I am voting for Despicable Me 2 for the both categories. I love that movie. I have it on Blu-ray and DVD, and the song Happy by Pharrell really does make me feel a lot better.
Hey.
Okay.
Hello. Sorry. It was kind of a bad connection right now.
So you're back. Yay.
Yeah, sorry about that. But anyways, that's awesome to hear. I love that song. Well, we are so excited because we have our friend, model/actress, Bianca. I forgot how to say her last name. I think it's Tejada. But on our show today, she's originally from the East Coast, and she is trying to move out to L.A., but she is working in New Jersey and still modeling and auditioning for different parts.
That's spectacular. I can't wait to talk to her.
Before we get to, we are going to take a little commercial break right now from our sponsor, so let's do this.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Well,
so,
here's
Will, so
yes.
How's your weekend?
My weekend was amazing. so far. Pretty much, yeah. I was just doing some homework, you know, resting, trying to do a little bit rather than my actual class so I can rest. What about you?
My weekend's been pretty awesome. Well, I've been doing a lot of homework right now, and I kind of just finished my project for history and then my science homework, too. So that's pretty awesome. And tomorrow I have a photo shoot, but today, right now, what I'm looking at is a chance of big time rain tomorrow. So I'm not pretty sure if I'm going to do my photo shoot tomorrow, but I hope so. I just really don't want it to rain.
Well, I hope it doesn't rain. I really want to see the photo shoot. Hopefully it comes out and everybody can see it, right?
Yeah. So it's actually for headshots, not like that. I just need new headshots because my hair's growing longer and longer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I kind of want my hair to grow a little longer, but yeah. Things going good at school, but it's kind of hard because I can't do any PE right now because I went to the doctor's because I have a hard time breathing right now, and so I can't run in PE, so I gave my excuse to my PE teacher, and then he's like, oh, okay. And then I started running the other day.
Well, I hope you get better.
I know. I just want to run already.
I hope you get really good, feel really good for Disney next week. So can you tell us a little bit about, if you can?
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't got the much details yet, but I just have to film myself decorating my room.
So it's going to be like a real big surprise when it comes out?
Probably. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if Bianca is here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Bianca. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Great.
So, Bianca, I am so excited to finally have you on our show today. Woo-woo.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that's really well. We have been friends for a long time. Weather in New Jersey?
Well, if you call 6 to 12 inches fun by Monday, not so good. But I'd rather be in the sunny, sunny L.A.
Right. Is it chilly over there?
Oh, yeah. It's down by like 15 degrees down here. Hopefully it won't be too bad by tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So, Bianca, you work at a fit job, right? Yeah, a part-time job.
I think, now it's full-time. Before it was part-time, but yes, I do. I have a full-time job.
Oh, that's awesome. So what do you do?
I do medical billing at a hospital here in Teaneck, and I have a boss who's my sister, so it gets a little complicated, but it's actually fun work once you get all the right training.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So can you tell us when you wanted to be a model?
Well, I've wanted to be a model since I was like 8 years old, and then I started getting into it when I was 13, about 13 to 12 years old. And it's just something my mom really wanted to put me into, and she still, till this day, wants me to keep doing it. So here I am.
Would you like to audition for America's Next Top Model with Tyra Banks?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I've tried. I've actually sent out applications in, and I did hear back from them. But the only thing is that I have a full-time job. So if I ever did get in, it would require me to be out for 18 months. And that'd be a little hard since I just started a new job. So it's definitely a decision I want to keep thinking for. And, you know, whenever that day comes, I'll either make the decision to go there and have fun.
That's awesome. Okay. So you have been done modeling and acting. So how do you prepare for the modeling gigs?
Well, for the modeling gigs, I pretty much just tell myself to relax. I do know that rejection is a big part of the biz. And, you know, if you don't get something, you just keep moving forward and try out for newer things, whatever
right.
gigs you can get.
And how do you prepare for the commercial auditions?
Well, if I get a script, which most likely you do, I just read it over and, you know, I just read it over my head, keep thinking about, not trying to think about it too much because then you'll overdo it, and just go in with a big smile and do your part and just leave happy. You never know what could happen.
Right. Well, when mm-hmm. I go to auditions, I'm, like, really nervous, and I kind of get a little sweat, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need water or, like, a fan to cool me down. I get really nervous, but at the same Aww. Time, not a lot. I see a lot of girls that they're kind of nervous, but then they're just like, oh, I'm going to do this and everything, and then I'm like, okay, I can't get nervous right now. I'm going to be like that, and I'm like, and I said, I have to get this job and everything. And then sometimes I'm like, and I'm just like, and then when I get an audition, I'm just, boom, and like my head goes away, and then I just don't forget about the nervous. You know,
yeah,
everything.
Totally true. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be nervous.
Right. So, Big Will, do you get nervous when you go to auditions?
Yes, actually, for dancing auditions, I get very nervous because I'm like, wow, these kids are amazing. I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. But what I tell myself is I'm special in my own way, and pretty much I'm just like, I can do this. Don't be nervous. Don't compare yourself to another person because it kind of brings you down. So what I do is I just do little jumping jacks, do my little nervous dance, and I feel a lot better.
Right, that's cool. Well, Bianca, so we have something in common. You and I both like walking in the fashion shows. I actually walked in LA Fashion Week for Kaia Jones, former Pussycat Dolls, who I so love her to death. So how do you like to walk on the runway?
Well, first of all, that is amazing that you got that opportunity to do with her. And
yes.
Second of all, let's see, I love wearing heels, so I usually just practice when I'm at home or when I go out. I just walk in them. I can be in them for 8 hours. So that's how I pretty much like doing runway because, first of all, I like to think that, you know, when I do walk in the runway, I'm just at my room just posing in the mirror and there's, like, no one there. Because literally when you're walking on a runway, this is all cameras flashing and you can't see anything but look at the exit sign. That's how I pretty much keep my head up and just go in and out, and it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I got nervous walking. I was like, oh, my God, there's cameras. And then I was just walking, and then with my hair came on. And then at the end, I started doing a little dance move. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did this.
That's
so
adorable.
Would you like to walk on the runway again?
Oh, of course. I would love to do it anytime. I think it's a fun thing to do. It's especially fun when you have a fan in your face. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, since you've been both in acting and the modeling world, which one do you like better?
Well, I do like modeling because I like taking pictures, but I do love getting into, like, would want to obviously get more into the acting business because it's something that I like to do, and I like getting out of character and portraying someone else that's not me 24/7. And I think it'd be a great experience to try out acting, especially in the West Coast.
Right. So right now we are going to take a song break, and we will be continuing our conversation with Bianca when we get back. So check out our friend Amber Marie's new song, You Are Mine. Be sure to check out her new video as well on the fan page. So let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, exactly how I feel when you're near me. I get lost for words, yeah. So now I'm trying to think of how to say that I owe you. I hope you want me to. And I won't rush you, boy. I know that I'm not crazy, but I think that you should know that you're my sunshine. You make my world bright. Everything's alright. But you should know you got that glow. The sky's all the time. You're my guiding light. You keep me warm through the storm. Turn everything to a sunny day. Baby, when I look into your eyes, you got me mesmerized.
OMG, that's such a cute song and such a great video, too. What do you think of that song, Bianca?
Well, that song was just great. I think she's a great singer, and it's just totally adorable. I think she's going to be in the next star in the making, definitely.
So, you guys, please sure to hit on our fan page and spread out to the word. And Amber would be so happy that we played her song on the radio.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love that song. It's like a groovy dancing kind of feeling that I love about that.
So, Bianca, what's coming next for you? Like, what's coming up right now?
Okay, well, right now, let's see. I might be auditioning for a film that one of my good friends is a director for, and it's actually a horror film. So whenever I hear back from her, hopefully I can audition, and maybe horror films will be in the next making for me because I do love horror.
Oh, what's your character about?
Well, one of the characters' name is Liz. She's has a whole bunch of friends, and they're going out for prom night. And basically, there's this tattoo shop that's so against tattoos, but literally they drag you in, and they go along with you getting a tattoo and everything. And later you go on, and then they just, like, trap you, and they just start, like,
saying that you're not getting out and everything, and basically one by one, her friends start disappearing. She doesn't know where they are, and it's just pretty much like one of them horror flicks that you see now with teenagers who just go out of their way to do things behind their parents' back and everything, and it's just, it's kind of fun, but I think it's going to be something really good.
Yeah.
Movie.
Cool.
One time. They're actually filming next door called Annabelle, and it's a horror movie, too. And my mom walking over there, and she's seen the main actress. I think her name, I forgot. She's been in a lot of movies, and she's really known for Desperate Housewives. And then I actually heard them filming, and there was this little girl screaming top of her lungs, and I was like, oh, my God, it sounds like this girl, like someone's killing her.
That's totally funny.
So I've heard you've been on Miley Cyrus' song 23. So can you tell us how it was when you met her?
That was probably one of the best things I've ever done, especially since it's just such a fun song to get into and dance around. I think when I first heard about it, I was just like, oh, okay, another audition that I can try to get into. And as I was reading it, said Miley Cyrus, I'm like, well, I do like Miley Cyrus, and it would be an honor to be able to be a part of the video. So when one of the directors called me, they said they liked my look, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe that's actually happening. So I got to go. I met Miley. I met Mike Will, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J. Met them all, and it was just a great experience. I got to hang out with her and be featured on one of the roles that they had there.
That's so cool. So, how was it working with Miley?
Well, first of all, she's a great person. Despite everything that a lot of people say about her, she's totally different in person once you really get to know her a little bit. And she's very fun and cool. She did ask me about the about the MTV awards and everything. I think it was kind of funny. But she was totally different, and she's not who people think she is in person. She really isn't.
That's funny.
So, oh yeah, that song. So I have a question for you. Who would you like to work in the future?
With modeling, maybe with like, what are those people? I definitely want to get working with Tyra Banks just because she's a good mentor and she's a good modeling coach. And some great agencies that they do have out there is Forward Models and like Wilhelmina. Those are people that I really want to get in business with because they just have one of the greatest top modeling agencies and they do amazing things. And for acting, I would like to work with, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio is just amazing in many ways. So is Channing Tatum. But Zoe Saldana, Kate Winslet, all those, like, amazing actors would be great to work with. Anyone.
I love Zoe Saldana. I have one of her movies, Colombiana. That movie, I would say, I would totally rate that movie 100%, even if they had 100. But that movie is, like, one of my favorite movies right now. It is awesome. I love action movies, and it's kind of very gory, like, in the movie. But that movie's awesome.
Amazing.
Can you tell us what type of clothing you would like to go for modeling?
What was that?
Like, would you like, can you tell us what you like, a clothing design or model person that you would love to go for?
Love H&M. I like Forever 21, especially Victoria's Secret. That's one of the things I really want to get into.
I like Victoria's Secret. Like, I just go in and I just look at stuff. I can't buy any stuff right now because I'm not really old right now. But, I mean, not old, but not, like, like in my 20s right now. But so I have another question. What do you like better, modeling or doing movies, filming movies?
I like modeling, but I do want to get to that point where I can audition for a movie and try it out in the big world and see how that goes.
So can you tell us, what advice would you give to young girls who really want to model and pursue their dream?
If it's their dream, you know, just keep going for it. Never back down. Like, definitely keep your head up and make sure it's something that you really want to do, because there could be days where there's rejections, but if you keep going for it, you can definitely make it out there. I know a lot of people who have wanted to done it when they were younger and, you know, still going for it now when they're actually something in the world today. Never back down your dreams. Like, even if you want to be a doctor, you can still do that and do modeling. Like, I mean, come on. Nothing's impossible.
Well, I want to say thank you, Bianca, for coming on the show and taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I had so much fun talking with you guys. It was definitely a blast.
I have one more question for you. In the 23 music video.
Yeah, what's that?
Dancing. Hello?
Yeah?
Sorry, I don't know if you heard that question. In the 23 music video, did you dance in the music video?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can find the music video on YouTube under Mike Will, and you can definitely notice me as one of the punk goth girls in the beginning with Miley Cyrus in the bathroom. The one on the right side wearing black and white, and I have braids, so you can definitely notice me there.
That's so awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. And so right now, it's kind of hot right now, I'm just sweating. But right now, so thanks for everyone for listening for Kids Town Live. And I have another question. Can you give Kids Town Live a shout-out?
Of course. Kids Town Live, thank you so much for having me. You guys are an amazing radio show, and I can't wait to hear more about you guys. And I would love to hear you guys all the time to see what's going on, and I can't wait to make my way down to the West Coast and hang out with all of you.
And by the way, you need to hurry up and move to L.A.
Wow. Yeah, early. I kind of do.
So, anyway, thanks for everyone for listening to our show today, and thank you, Havana Watches, LC1 Publicity, Easyway Broadcasting Networks, and Sophia Alvarez, and AEM, and Ryan Torres Entertainment.
Yes, you can keep checking us out on our fan page for upcoming guests, music, and events.
All gold slugs on stage gleam. What? Catch me, course out of the I'm gonna go for the go, go, go.